Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Well, thanks very much for joining me. Pope Benedict XVI has a special appointment this Sunday, the 18th of March. He'll be leaving the Vatican to visit Rome's Casal del Marmo Juvenile Detention Centre. This marks his first visit to a prison since becoming Pope. The Holy Father will celebrate Mass in the prison's chapel on the occasion, and afterwards will meet with the inmates and the prison staff. Susie Hodges reports.
By paying a visit to a prison in Rome this Sunday, Pope Benedict is following in the footsteps of his predecessors. Pope John XXIII, Pope Paul VI, and Pope John Paul II all visited Rome's Regina Coeli prison during their papacies. In addition, Pope John Paul made an especially memorable visit to Rome's Rebibbia prison in 1983, where he met the Turkish gunman Mohammed Ali Ajka, who tried to assassinate him 2 years earlier. The two men talked alone in Ajka's prison cell, and the Pope again offered his forgiveness to his would-be killer. Ajka was serving a jail term in Rebibbia for shooting and seriously wounding the Pope during his general audience in St. Peter's Square in May 1981. Pope John Paul also visited the Casal del Marmo prison in 1980. Situated in northern Rome, this prison complex was set up around 50 years ago as a correction centre and was transformed into a closed jail in 1970. It currently houses around 70 juveniles, of whom less than a third are female. Most of the inmates are immigrants, often without papers, who come from Romania, the former Yugoslavia, or else China and South America. Currently, just over 10% of the prisoners are Italians. Chiara Maria Castrignano is a social assistant at the Casal del Marmo prison, and she told me that there's a lot of excitement among the young inmates ahead of this papal visit.
Yes, very excited. Their feeling is a deep interest for the visit of the Pope, and they are showing it by making questions to the operators. And this event represents for them not only a way to escape the daily routine, but an effective way of showing the feeling of spirituality.
In general, how would you describe conditions inside the prison?
They live a day doing a lot of activities like school, art craft and sport. They have many operators that looking for them, like educators, psychologists and social workers, and also teachers, because they do also school inside.
But how would you describe the morale of the inmates? Because it must be quite a depressing experience to be inside prison.
Yes, of course, but we try to care for them, listen to their problems and try to resolve them. And also they have a visit with the parents and telephones.
What then do tend to be the most common crimes for which the young people are detained at Casal del Marmo?
Yes, most of them are in prison for robbery or stealing or burglary. Few of them for more serious crimes like homicide.
What about drugs?
That also drugs, yes. Not most of them, but part of them.
Are there many different nationalities there?
Yes, most of them are foreign, come from foreign country, like Romania and ex-Yugoslavia. Few of them are Italian.
Well, thanks there to Chiara Maria Castrignano, a social assistant at the Casal del Marmo prison, and of course to Susie Hodges. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.